So what does a karma actually do? Does it neutralize our past karmas? See, the word akarma in the Bhagavad Gita itself has two distinct meanings. There is one verse, karmanya akarmaya pashyed, akarmani cha karmaya, sabuddhiman manushyeshu, sayuktah krishna karmakrut. So it says, akarmanya karmaya pashyed, that in akarma, one who sees karma, and in action one who pursues action, and in action one who pursues inaction, such a person is a seer. Now what does this verse mean? It may simply mean I am not a seer. I don't know what is happening in this verse, but actually there Krishna is using a literary device called jugma. Jugma means that Z-A-U-G-M-A, it means that sometimes we may use the same word but with two different meanings. So you say, he took his hat and he took his leave. He took his hat and he took his leave. So the word took is used. First is, he took his leave is a phrase where he left. Took his hat means he picked up his hat. So the word took is used in the same sentence but the meanings are different. So the same word is used in the same sentence but with two different meanings. That's called jugma. So here the word akarma and karma are used in the sense of jugma. So akarmanya karmaya pashyed. That means that one akarma means, the word akarma can mean inaction, not doing any action. Or the word akarma can mean no reaction, or action that produces no reaction. In fact, the word karma itself has four different meanings. Now, karma can refer to action. Karma can refer to reaction. You know, we are suffering our karma. That means we are suffering to karmic reactions. Karma can also refer to the system of action reaction. Nobody can escape the law of karma. And karma can also refer to one particular kind of action. There's karma, akarma, vikarma. There are three kinds of actions. Karma is one kind of action among them. So similarly, the word akarma can also mean two different things, corresponding to these four meanings. So in the first line, as Krishna says, karmanya karmaya pashyet, karmani cha karmaya. Karmanya akarmaya pashyet. One who's in action, one who sees inaction. And in inaction, one who sees action. What this means is, while doing action, one sees that actually this action is not going to produce any reaction. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you fight, but you fight without any selfish motive, you fight in the mood of service, then you will not get any reaction. So, that is, you are fighting, but your karmanya akarmaya pashyet. You're doing karma, but through this karma you're not getting any reaction at all. So here the word akarma means no reaction. And then akarmani cha karmaya. Akarmani cha karmaya means that in this case, Krishna is saying that one who does no action, one who just goes into the forest and renounces the world and sits in meditation doing nothing, but that person may also be getting karmic reaction. How? If they are contemplating sense objects, they are scheming to enjoy the sense objects, then they may get reactions over there. So basically Krishna is, through this verse, when Krishna is saying such a person is a seer, what essentially it means is Krishna is saying that the person who sees beyond the externals to the internal, not just a person who is externally acting or internally not acting, externally acting or not acting, but internally what is their motivation. If their motivation is to act in the mood of service, then they are not going to get any reaction. Then that is akarma. If they are internally acting in a mood of getting a reaction, for self-centered enjoyment, then they are going to get reaction. So with this understanding, these two understandings of the word akarma, now if we move forwards, we will understand that actually akarma primarily refers to, if we are doing akarma, that means we are doing action which doesn't get any reaction, or it can mean we are doing no action. But that is not what we are talking about. When you try to serve Krishna, we are doing action which gets no reaction. So that itself does not neutralize bad karma. But by doing action in the mode of service to Krishna, we please Him. And then, aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami. He can free us from sinful reactions. Now, exactly what happens to us when we are practicing bhakti, that will vary. means it can be that Krishna can take away all the karmic reactions, or Krishna can take those karmic reactions and he lets them come upon us in a way that is the best for our spiritual growth. So then it is not exactly the karmic reactions coming, it is Krishna handling it all. It's like, say, a powerful person's son has committed some crime, and they are caught for speeding. They are given it, and then they are taken by the police. Now the police may put that person in, if they, it's not just speeding, some serious crime they have committed. The police may put them in jail. In jail they may get punishment. Now if their father is a very responsible citizen, very respectful citizen, they say, okay, father says, I'll take care of him, I'll discipline him. The father may also discipline him. He may also have to do some course, do some work, do something for restitution. But then in the second case, they're in the home. In the home, the father says, do this, don't do this, you cannot do this, you have to do this. There is some amount of restriction, there is some amount of deprivation in both cases. But one is the, if it's in the police station, it's the rule of law. If it's in the home, it's the rule of law. So like that, even for a devotee, so in a sense, when the father has, okay, I take charge of, you know, you don't have to take care of him, I'll take care of him. In a sense, from the it's come out of the system of law. But still, it is that the father may decide that, okay, for disciplining this person, we need to do something. So that means a devotee may externally be seeming to be suffering karma. But internally, a devotee is in Krishna's care. And because the devotee is in Krishna's care, that's why whatever happens is even more in Krishna's vigilance. And Krishna arranges in such a way that the devotee can come closer to him.
Okay. Sorry, Prabhupada, yeah. A minute on this. I had heard this